Good afternoon, this is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Catholic Conscience 2.0. Sorry, yesterday was working, and we did make a post. I have to upload it on Monday. So we have a little situation here with someone doesn't like me, who doesn't like the Catholic Church, or maybe both. They did the screeching noise on our pan, looked like almost a pan where you receive Holy Communion. You know, his name that he stated, I don't know if it's his real name, it says Alex Davis. But Mr. Davis, if that's your name, of course, if you have a problem with the church and you want to have a forum to speak out against it, you're welcome to come on our show and you're happy to have your way talking. And, you know, if the situation you were abused or anything like that, you know, we'll help you out as best we can. And also, we would recommend you going to Church Militant, who is the, I guess you say, the aggressive wing of the Catholic Church, especially when it comes to abusive. So, Alex, you're welcome to come on this show. Please don't make those sound screeching noises. I cannot talk while the screeching noises are going on. Okay? And so let's go get John in the Zoom. And I'm going to start it now. Start. And open. Yeah, up today, worked for the foundation, so we're running a little late, 50-50 raffle, and we did pretty good, so that was good. Helped raise money for the, you know, kids in need in the local areas, in Miami Gardens and things like that, so. And so let's see when John comes on. So in about 30 seconds, and then we'll do the chapter of Divine Mercy. We're a little late today, it's about 3:30, and but it's still within the 3 o'clock hour. Oh, here comes John right now. And here's Johnny. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, good. And I made the announcement. I said, here's Johnny.
You know, there you go.
Like Johnny Carson.
But I remember.
But Johnny O'Rourke is much more important than Johnny Carson ever was.
I doubt that.
Oh, well, no, not in God's eyes. That's what counts, buddy. That's what counts. I'm sure, and we're going to be praying with souls in purgatory. If he's fortunate enough to be in purgatory, we'll pray for his soul. And if he's not, then I don't know what we could do, but maybe God with divine mercy could get anyone out of, you know, something where they shouldn't be. And I mentioned a little bit, I said about our interrupter, would you call him that? Alex Davis. And I'm thinking that maybe he had a situation with the church and be abusive. So I invite him. I say, hey, you want to come on our show? You're welcome. Hey, welcome to talk about it. But, you know, no screeching noises. That's very ignoring. You know, we don't like that. But he's willing to talk if he has a problem with the church. And we'll listen to him. And he could use his forum. And I also told him that he could talk to someone from Church Militant, especially if it was an abusive area and a bishop covered it up or something like that. And it's not known to the public. So, you know. We're here part of the Catholic Conscience 2.0. That's Catholic Conscience, to make sure things are done right for the Lord's way. And that's one of the ways. You agree with that, John?
Thanks. It happens.
Yeah, yeah. But you just you don't agree or don't disagree? Or agree?
No, it happens. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, you would welcome that opportunity if he did come on the show and give him a forum and could ask him questions and, you know, what it leads to, we don't know, because we don't know what the situation is. He wanted attention. He got attention. It's probably not even his real name either, so. But, okay, so today is Wednesday. Sushi Wednesday in my local Publix. And so what kind of prayers do we have for the souls in purgatory for Wednesday? Do you have something handy?
Yep. Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord God Almighty, I ask you, by the precious blood which your divine Son Jesus shed in the streets of Jerusalem, and he carried the cross upon his scarred shoulders, deliver the souls in purgatory, and especially that soul which is richest in the merit before you, that so in the throne of glory which may await, which awaits it, it may magnify you and bless you forever. Amen.
Amen. The opening prayer of the chapter of Divine Mercy. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life got source for souls, and the ocean mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. We now pray, thank you, we will now pray that our Father, Hail Mary, you do Psalms 130, and then we'll end with the Apostles' Creed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So,
the funders, the faithful partner, Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord, Lord, hear my voice. Let your fears be attentive to the voice of the supplications. Appeal, Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, and shall stand. If there is forgiveness with you.
John, I'm losing you a little bit. The volume's going down. Just to let you know. John?
Wait for the Lord. My soul waits. In his word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord. Lord, watch for the morning. Lord, watch for the morning. Let me show you hope in the Lord. With the Lord, there is mercy. With him, there is plenty of redemption. And he will give Israel all
men. Amen. Thank you, John. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand God, the Father Almighty. From there he comes to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church. Being the saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of body and life, everlasting.
Amen. And like always, you do the small beads and Hail Mary beads the first half, then the second half, and then we reverse it and rotate. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, so divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atone for our sins, knows the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of a sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of a sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of a sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of a sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, so in divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, so divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins, knows of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of our compassion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of our compassion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of our compassion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of our compassion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of our compassion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of our compassion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of our compassion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of our compassion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of our compassion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, to your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins, and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
For the
sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, so and divinity, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Have mercy on us and the whole world. Have mercy on us and the whole world. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Now we'll go to, please repeat after me 3 times. Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Closing prayer. Eternal God, whose mercy is endless, and a treasure of compassion is exhaustible, look kindly upon us, and increase your mercy in us, and that increase in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair, nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Okay, where did we finish off? We did the 3rd day last time, right, John? So we're on the 4th day, I believe. Yes?
Yep.
Okay. Jesus asked us today to bring me those who do not believe in God and those who do not know me. We know maybe that's a few people who are trying to disrupt our show. Let's hope and pray they come back to the Lord. And I was thinking also of them during my bitter passion. Their future zeal comforted me. My heart immersed them in my mercy. Most compassionate Jesus, you are the light of the whole world. Receive into the abode your most compassionate heart, the souls of those who do not know or do not believe in God, and those yet do not know you. Let the rays of your graces enlighten them, that they too, together with us, may exalt this wonderful mercy. And do not let them escape from the abode for which your most compassionate heart Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls, those who do not believe in you, and those yet do not know you, but who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Draw them in the light of the gospel. These souls do not know the great happiness that is your love. You great grant them that they too may exalt the generosity of your mercy for endless ages. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to be praying the words that our Lord gave to St. Faustina in the Litany of Divine Mercy. And our response is, I trust in you. Johnny, ready to lead us again?
Divine Mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of the Father.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, greatest attribute of God.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, incomprehensible mystery.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, fountain gushing forth from the most blessed Trinity.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, which wells forth from all light and happiness.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, better than the heavens.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, source of miracles and wonders.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, encompassing the whole universe.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, descending the earth and the person of the incarnate word.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, which flowed out from the open womb of the heart of Jesus.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, and especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the sacred host.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the founding of the Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the sacraments of Holy Baptism.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, your justification.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us through our whole life.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, endowing us with immortal life.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, astonishment, frankness, comprehensible saints.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, fathom, and all the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the source of our happiness and our joy.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, embracing all the works of his hands.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the crown of all God's handiwork.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, which we're all immersed.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, sweet relief in hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the hope of starting souls.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, repose of hearts, peace of its spirit.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, delight and ecstasy of holy souls.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, inspiring hope of this call.
I trust in you. And Johnny, do you have a little prayer for us for Wednesday? Your Divine Mercy book or one of your books?
Switch over.
What?
I said I'm going to switch over here 1 second.
Oh, okay. Well, let me...
The Wednesday devotion is the devotion of St. Joseph.
Oh, it's Wednesday also? Okay, good.
So, in the book, Father Don Calloway's book, The Consecration of St. Joseph.
Right. Great book. I have the book, yes.
This is Prayer to St. Joseph, the Souls of Purgatory.
Okay.
St. Joseph, reigning in heaven with Jesus and Mary, intercede for the souls of Purgatory. Today, in particular, I ask for 2 days in a soul who is most forgotten in purgatory. This soul longs to the face of God. O good Father, ask the Holy Trinity to take this soul to the glory of heaven today. Remember me, St. Joseph, when I die. I beg you be prompt in delivering me from purgatory so that I can see you, Jesus, and Mary, face to face.
That's it, John? Are you there?
Yeah, here.
Oh, that's it? It was over?
Amen.
Oh, I didn't know it was over. Okay. Yeah, amen helps. I know it's the ending. Let's do the sacrificial prayer. And this is a very important prayer because it's when it's enduring sufferings and making sacrifices and offering up mortifications. And it goes like this. Oh, Jesus, this is the love of you for the conversion of the poor sinners in the reparations of offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We may have heard that a few times. And Our Lady of Fatima, July 13, 1917, gave this to little Fatima children a little bit over 104 years ago today. So I know you're praying it, John, but I hope everybody else there also praying it. And talking about praying, the show is almost concluding, but I'm going to ask you a favor. Please share this podcast. And by sharing it, then we're expanding the reach of the Chapel of Divine Mercy and Divine Mercy for our Lord that gives to all of us, all sinners. And it's the greatest thing ever. And but if they don't know about it, then they can't believe in it. So please share it. And so you have any final thoughts, John?
Say rosary every day.
Okay, Johnny. Thank you. I appreciate it. And so that concludes today's show. And God bless you all. And let me find the closing. Thank you very much. Amen.